Yes, ma'am.
Hi,
Hi.
Miss Weaver. How are you?
I'm good, I guess. How you doing?
I'm doing swell. Thanks for asking. So I just was notified from them that they did reach out to a crew. I guess that's the people that you went
Yes,
through.
yes.
They haven't
Yes.
really got any response back. So
Oh.
they would need you to contact them to see what their options of repayment back and the amount. So therefore we can have like an idealistic on what needs to be deducted from your paycheck to put back into it.
Okay.
Also, about the raise, he said he can only bump you up to $13 an hour, but that would take an effect in 2 weeks because payroll has already closed.
Okay. So, and what is my current salary right now?
I think it's 12. Wait 1 second. Let me just go to your pay stub.
That's crazy. I didn't realize I was making such a little amount. I should have
Yeah,
stuck
because
with the other.
it's the overtime hours. Yeah.
Got
The
you.
overtime, because see, what happens when you're getting paid through Medicaid, anything over 40 hours, the company actually has to pay you out of their pocket. We're not getting any
Okay.
overtime hours from the state. They give us
Okay.
one flat fee no matter how many hours you work in. So anything over,
So the flat fee is government and the rest is your company.
yep, there you
Got you.
go,
Okay.
yep.
You're still making a little bit of money.
Right.
Technical government is only paying you X, Y, Z.
Exactly. Let me
I got it.
see.
I never understood that. I didn't know because I was like, why am I making so much?
A lot of people don't know. It's the overtime that really hits us really
Wow.
hard. So yeah,
That's interesting.
so it's like if it's a win-win situation and the company's not making anything, it's actually a loss.
Yeah, I can see that now. I didn't understand at first because I'm like, what? Because I know
So you're
Mark
at
Jean.
1275.
Okay, well, I'll take the increase. That's because I think I deserve it. And Mark always says, how much do y'all get paid? And you know what I told him? I said, I don't know. I really honestly don't
It's
know.
on
I
your
know what
pay
my pay
stub.
I know what my Facebook says, but I said it seems like my per hour rate seems like it's more than that. But I didn't know it was the overhead, you know. I said, how do my paycheck
So
say this? And
I'm looking at your pay stub. So at 1275 regularly, for the hours you making, you grossing $1,020. Okay, the overtime hours is $19.13 for 88 hours, and you're making $1,683 just for the overtime hours.
overtime. I get it now. See, because I'm
Yeah.
and it, see, I didn't, nobody ever broke it down like that. It was always, this is what your rate is, and that's it. I
Yeah.
was like, and no wonder I've been hearing people say they're shopping around for better money. But if it's Medicare or
Yes,
Medicaid, rather, it's
Medicaid,
always
they
going
all gonna average
to
all around the
be.
same. Yeah.
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 So
Yep.
I was like, that's crazy. But you just made it clear. I just never knew in all the years that I've been doing this. And I think I've been with four different agencies.
Yeah.
And yeah, because three of the four, well, you're the fourth one. The other two were with a lady who signed him up originally, but then when she moved to another company, she took me and Mark Jr. and a couple of her other clients with her. So that's the three that I was introduced because she used to work for helping individuals succeed in the beginning. She enrolled us in that before she left. So she has a nonprofit and does all this other stuff. But so for three agencies, I've been with one individual who took us from agency to agency until she left your company. But so now I understand. Now she never said it either.
Yeah.
But I guess I never inquired, but I'm like, Mark was like, well, I don't know about the race situation. So I look, ain't nobody asking, but I'm asking for me. Ain't no asking for a friend. I'm asking for me.
Yeah, and Mark
But
is
that's
at
fine.
his max because he's making overtime hours, but he's making a little bit more because he gets less hours than you.
Yeah, I
So
figured that
he's at
because
his
I.
max.
Well, that's fine. I'm not bump me up. I need the match.
Yeah.
You know, I'll be wondering all the time, but I got this bill, that bill.
I
Then I
know.
don't want these people to jam me up, and I'm already trying to get my credit together. I
Yeah.
said the first person that I talked to that I know, I need to find me a computer hack, and I don't know if I should tell you this or not because I don't want you to feel like you incriminated if you have to. But I'm trying to tell you, I need some help, because I just, that's why I keep inquiring about money. But if I can get some, the little extra, and find me some computer people to do some work, then I can get straightened out, and I'll just shut up for a little while.
Yeah, but I understand.
That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
But, okay, so I'm a call Chris.
So reach out to
wonder
them.
If I can have
see what their
them.
Payment plan, whatever, you know, they want to do, when they want to start that, so therefore we can know, and therefore they can take care of it on their end as far as.
Yeah, because I'm when they called me, I was like, what are y'all, when they told me you didn't pay any payments, I said, what? It's supposed to be automatic payment withdrawal. That's the purpose
of
the phone. So
that's why they tried to reach out to them, and we're not getting no response from them. I guess because
you're the actual
primary holder, they really can't discuss that with us. They would have to discuss that with you.
Okay, I'm going to call them right now.
Okay, all right, and get back to me.
Yes, ma'am.
All righty. You're welcome.
Day.
You too. Bye-bye.
Thank you.